Rule two, never eat past 4 on the hunger scale.
Psalm 63:5 NLT. You satisfy me more than the richest feast. I will praise you with songs of joy.
Hunger scale, 0. Hamster hungry. Starving, ravenous, weak, grouchy. All you can think about is what to eat and how you can get it. You may get a headache, struggle to concentrate, or get hangry, which equals hungry plus angry. 1. Stomach is growling, empty stomach. You can physically hear your stomach growling and feel an empty sensation. It's important that you feel both sensations because your stomach can growl for other non-hunger reasons like digestion. Be sure that it's growling because it's empty. Everything sounds good to eat at this point of hunger. 2. Hungry. You're starting to think about food and certain things sound good to you. You're deciding what your body is craving. 3. Not hungry, not full. Neutral. You sense that there's some food in your stomach and you're at peace. Your stomach feels comfortable. 4. Satisfied, full. Comfortably full. You might want to eat more, but you shouldn't. 5. Stuffed. Uncomfortably full. You're getting tired because your body is using all of its energy to digest food. You feel as if you've overeaten. You want to be at a hunger level 1, stomach is growling, when you eat your first meal of the day. You don't have to wait for your stomach to growl to eat your second meal, but you do need to make sure that you're at least at a level 2, hungry. Learning to wait for your stomach to growl is one of the most important aspects of this entire plan. I even debated naming this book True Hunger or Thin Eater. A thin eater only eats when she's truly hungry. If you put food in front of her, no matter how amazing it is, she won't eat it if she's not hungry. My friend Christy Marscheider is a perfect definition of a thin eater. I've tested her several times with some amazing food. Try this, taste this, I said while putting food in front of her. She responded the same way every time. She told me she wasn't hungry and could save it for later. The term hamster hungry, level 0, came from a friend of mine who owned a pet hamster that had 3 babies. One day, she went out of town and forgot to feed the hamster. She came back to discover, to her horror, that the mama hamster had eaten her babies. That's hungry. I allow myself to get to a level 0 when I'm on a biblical fast, but I have to control myself and not overeat. You can never overeat, even when you're hamster hungry. In the section on fasting, Principle 3, you'll learn how to cry out to God and ask Him to remove the urge to run to food and overeat. How to be a skilled thin eater, stopping before you're full. 1. Don't eat until you're tired. You should still have energy when you're done eating. If you're dozing off on the couch after dinner, you ate too much. 2. Get the food out of sight. When you're full, stop eating and get the food away from you. If you're at a restaurant, ask for a to-go box. If you're at home, put the leftovers in your fridge. Pray for God to remove the desire to eat any more food. 3. Change your definition of full. Fullness shouldn't feel uncomfortable, and your stomach shouldn't be extended. 4. Understand the 20-minute principle. Understand that it takes 20 minutes after eating to realize that you're actually full. Always stop before you're satisfied so your body signals can catch up. 5. Remember the consequences. You know all of the negative consequences overeating brings. You know how uncomfortable it makes you feel. You don't want to go back to that ever again. 5 steps for slowing down when you eat. 1. Pray before you eat, quote, Psalm 81:10.
Psalm 81:10 NIV. I am the Lord your God, who brought you up out of Egypt. Open wide your mouth, and I will fill it.
Then say, Lord, you know that I want to eat really fast, so I ask you to help me to slow down. Help me chew every bite. I ask you to fill my heart and mind so that I'm not ravenous. Help me to feel calm, slow down, put my fork down after every bite. In Jesus' name, amen. 2. Take a break. Pause in the middle of your meal and do something else. Go to the bathroom or get a refill on your drink. Ask if anyone needs something from the kitchen. Find a way to step away from your food. My friends tease me all the time for not taking a breath when I ate. Don't be like that. 3, use a fork and knife. Eat your meals with utensils so you can cut up your food into small bites. 4, dissect your food. My thin friends start to pick apart their food and eat only what they enjoy when they approach that satisfied feeling. Take one of my favorites, a chocolate mousse, for example. I like the whipped cream and I don't care for the crust on the bottom, so I'll barely skim the edge of the meringue with the whipped cream and chocolate. I dip my fork so it's barely full and put it in my mouth. I skim for the best parts. Do the same thing. Use slow, up and down, repetitive motions and take your time to enjoy it. 5, savor every flavor. If you eat a piece of dessert or decadent chocolate, take a single square or piece of it and savor it. Don't chew and swallow it right away. Let it sit there. Notice the different textures and how it melts in your mouth. Let it linger as long as you can. Even when you're drinking coffee, take a sip of it and savor it. Thin eaters know how to eat just beneath what their bodies are calling for. That's how they stay the same weight day in and day out. I have an aunt who's been wearing the same clothes for 35 years because of this. Don't eat a single bite more than what you need. The difference in you being thin and overweight can be determined by just a few calories a day. Using the calorie calculator at calculator.net, you can see the difference a few calories a day can make. A 40-year-old person at 5'4 eating 1,940 calories a day weighs 130 pounds. The same person eating 1,877 calories a day weighs 120 pounds. That's a difference of only 63 calories. How many calories should I eat to maintain my weight if I'm a 40-year-old woman? A 130-pound woman is eating 1,711 calories, 135, 1,743, 140, 1,774, 145, 1,805, 150, 1,836, 155, 1,867, 160, 1,899, 165, 1,930, 170, 1,961, 175, 1,992, 180, 2023, 185, 2054, 190, 2086, 195, 2117, 200, 2148. How thin eaters eat. After 20 years of research on how to lose weight, I decided to follow thin eaters around for 24 to 48 hours and observe everything they ate and how they ate it. I went out to lunch with one woman to Burger King. She got a Whopper with cheese and fries, and so did I. I ate my Whopper, my fries, and a whole milkshake before she even finished half of her burger. I was completely finished, still feeling hungry and hoping I could find a way to eat the rest of her food. I asked her why she didn't eat the whole burger. She said, "I don't want any more. I'm done." When I asked her if she felt guilty for wasting the food, she said she could waste it in the trash or waste it on her hips. She wasn't greedy for more food than what her body was asking for, and because she ate what she wanted all the time, she wasn't desperate for the burger. On the other hand, I restricted myself to grilled chicken and salads all the time and went crazy for the burger because I didn't know when I was going to have one again. Another time I went to a salad bar with a thin friend. My office is right across from Whole Foods, so my friend came to visit me and we walked over. She added beets, pumpkin seeds, and broccoli, and so did I. I copied the amounts exactly. She didn't even know what I was doing. She assumed we just liked the same foods. We sat down to eat, and my salad was gone in 4 minutes. I looked up, and she had only eaten half of hers because she was busy talking. She took the rest home to eat later. While she ate, she practiced all of the principles. She prayed before she ate, paused to talk, and dissected her food. I saw her pick up pumpkin seeds and pop them in her mouth. Watching thin eaters eat is very powerful. It's something you should try. However, don't get the wrong idea when you see a thin eater eat a big meal. Thin eaters will change how much they eat day to day based on what their body calls for. Some days they eat more than others, but they never overeat.